This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Andhra Pradesh and Odisha starting today, during which he will dedicate, inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for projects worth over 2 lakh crore rupees. The focus will be on sustainable development, industrial growth and infrastructure enhancement. The assembly elections in Delhi will take place in a single phase on 5th of February and counting of votes will be taken up on 8th of next month. The Election Commission announced the poll schedule for the election to the 70-member for Delhi Assembly yesterday. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said the notification will be issued on 10th of this month and last date for filing of nomination will be 17th of this month. The Model Code of Conduct has come into effect with the announcement of the poll schedule. The Election Commission also announced the by-elections to two assembly constituencies, Milkipur in Uttar Pradesh and Erode East in Tamil Nadu on the same day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules 2025 prioritize India's commitment to citizen-centric governance. Responding to the post by Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, Mr. Modi said the rules aim to safeguard personal data while driving growth and inclusivity. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has invited comments on the draft rules from the public and stakeholders until the 18th of next month through the MyGov platform. The first meeting of the Joint Parliamentary Committee JPC on two bills related to One Nation, One Election will be held today. The representatives of the Ministry of Law and Justice, Legislative Department will brief the members on the provisions of the proposed laws. The 39-member committee has 27 members from Lok Sabha and 12 members from the Rajya Sabha. The committee will submit its report by the first day of the last week of the next parliament session. Union Minister of Road, Transport and Highways, Nitin Gadkari, announced a nationwide scheme to establish Driver Training Institutes, DTIs. The scheme will provide incentives for setting up of DTIs and additional benefits for integrating automated testing stations with the DTIs. Addressing a press conference, Mr. Gadkari emphasized the shortage of skilled drivers in the country and reaffirmed the government's commitment to establishing more driver training centers. India and Malaysia have agreed to deepen cooperation in counter-terrorism and de-radicalization, cybersecurity, defense industry and maritime security. During the first India-Malaysia security dialogue in New Delhi yesterday, both countries explored ways to enhance cooperation in critical minerals and rare earths. Union External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will attend the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas starting today at Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar. The three-day event is expected to welcome approximately 4,000 delegates from around the world. Dr. Jayashankar is on a five-day visit to Odisha. A severe cold wave and dense fog has enveloped the North India. The India Meteorological Department has forecast very dense fog conditions over northern part of the country for the next 3 days. The movement of several trains and flights were also affected in the northern region of the country. Around 25 Delhi-bound trains have been delayed by up to 5 to 6 hours. Meanwhile, around 50 flights at Indira Gandhi International Airport in Delhi were delayed due to fog. The Khokho World Cup 2025 will be held at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi from January 13 to 19. The inaugural edition of the Khokho competition, backed by the Indian Olympic Association IOA, will feature 20 men's and 19 women's teams. Both men's and women's tournaments will begin with the group stages and will be followed by the knockouts. The top two teams from each group will qualify for the quarterfinals. The inaugural Khokho World Cup will be played in a 12-per-side format. In badminton, Paris 2024 semi-finalist Lakshya Sen crashed out of the Malaysia Open 2025 badminton tournament after losing to Taiwanese Shi Yu Zhen in straight games at the Stadium Axiata Arena in Kuala Lumpur last evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.